Ohio EPA spokeswoman Heidi Griesmer says the Army Corps is obligated by law to keep the shipping channel open, and now the Corps can start dredging Cleveland Harbor and the Cuyahoga River.
This week, we have issued the final water quality certification that will allow the Corps to dredge the harbor. However, we have put conditions on the water quality certification that prohibit the Corps from putting any of the dredged material in the open waters of Lake Erie.
At issue is the last section of the river. The Army Corps wants the cheaper option of disposing this dredged material in Lake Erie. It says it's not too toxic for open water, but Griesmer says Ohio EPA studies dispute that.
We denied that part of their application because of concerns that we have that PCBs, which accumulate through the food chain, would continue to accumulate in fish, particularly walleye, in Lake Erie and cause more stringent fish consumption advisories.
Army Corps Commander Carl Jansen says it's not certain the $2.8 million it has budgeted to dredge the 6-mile shipping channel will cover the full cost if the Corps cannot use some open lake disposal.
The 5 miles from the mouth of the river upstream, the federal standard is still confined disposal placement. So we will dredge that and place in the federally operated confined disposal facility at full federal cost. So any additional cost that we're talking about does only relate to the upper channel portion, that last mile.
The Corps wants the state of Ohio to pay for disposal of that last mile's dredge material if it's put into the containment facility. What happens next could be decided by a federal judge considering a lawsuit over the issue. Meanwhile, Ohio Senator Rob Portman is calling for an investigation into allegations that the Corps intentionally cut its budget so it could use lake disposal. The Corps denies that. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.